just a little he'ori here on the pasuk at the end of the parsha, right after the Maisa Baal Peor. So Zimri comes along. The pasuk says, "V'hine ish mibnei Yisrael bo, v'yakrov el echov es hamidyonis." He brings this minyonis le'enei Moshe u'le'enei kol hadas bnei Yisrael, and he's gonna do this inappropriate act. So the Ralbag says as follows. He says, here's a toelis in midos. From this parsha, from this posuk, we learn a toelis in midos. V'hu, lohedia royat chunas Zimri. It teaches us the evil of the nature of Zimri. Zimri was a person with this evil nature. That was within him. She'im ra'oiso ha'hereg. He says, "Akol hanimtsoim lebal hanitzmodim lebal peor." He says he saw the magefa that was killed out, all the people that were involved in this maisa with Baal Peor, this avodah zora, which was immorality, avodah zora together. V'hoya hamagefa be'am Hashem al zoyso avera. And it was clear he saw this magefa that happened because of the avera of Baal Peor. Brought this, which ended up with znus and everything, which brought this terrible magefa. Loi nimna milahach sikbo. He didn't hold himself back from maintaining this type of an avera. Ad shebefarhesya hevi hamidyonis b'machne Yisrael, to the extent that publicly he brought this isha midyonis in the Machne Yisrael, the hevia lo oholoi, and brought her to his tent, lihizokek lo tekef, to engage with her inappropriately, that he was going to do. Im leroiv resichas tivoi v'hizkabe yitzor lo vora, either because his yitzahora was so misgaber for this woman that he couldn't control himself, or maybe the reason was that he wanted lahachnis. He wanted mamish to go lahachis, to go against Hashem. Hashem said, this is a terrible thing. He punished so many in the Bnei Yisrael for getting involved in this. And he, lahachis, wanted to go against Hashem. So what sounds very strange over here is, he's talking about a midaror that is found in Zimri. Then the Torah wants to reveal this midoro in Zimri. What is the Torah revealing? That he witnessed the devastation that happened from those that were engaged with Baal Peor, and they were punished with this magefa because of that engagement. Even so, he didn't hold himself back from engaging Bifarhesya, taking the midyonis Bifarhesya in the Machne Yisrael, bring her to her, to his ohel, so everyone should see, and to engage in this inappropriate act. And it sounds like im leroiv resichas tivoi, these are possible reasons, maybe because his taiva overwhelmed him, or maybe because he even wanted to be lahachis. The Ralbag doesn't seem to know. It doesn't seem to be clear from the psukim or from Chazal, but it seems from the Ralbag that that's really not relevant. In other words, it's not relevant whether his motivation was lehisgaber al, because he couldn't be misgaber on his yetzahora for this woman, or whether his motivation was even maybe worse, I guess worse, that he was machaveh lahachnis and mamish to go against Hashem, lahachis, to go against Hashem. That's irrelevant. But that's just in terms of his motivation. But the roya tivoi, the roya tchuna zimri, was in the fact that he saw this hereg that took place after the Maisa Baal Peor, and he couldn't, and he didn't hold himself back from engaging publicly in a way that everybody should know that he is getting involved in the very thing that Klal Yisrael was punished for with such a with such a serious a hereg that so many people were killed. So it sounds like that the, and he says this is a toelis and midos. So it sounds like the mido here that's of significance, the mido that the Ralbag is pointing out, is that he saw this terrible, tragic repercussion to a similar type of event where they were involved in this inappropriate, it became a gilui arayos, And he didn't hold himself back from continuing to do this, even before Hesia. And that is the midah that shows we want a lohidia roya tchuna zimri. Because if lohidia roya tchuna zimri is the inability to be miskarman the Eitz Ahora, or the that he was doing lahachis, that doesn't show us anything. Then I don't know what the roya tivo is. Is it the lack of being able to control my Eitz Ahora? Is it my rebellion against Hashem? It doesn't sound like that's the midah. Those are the possible reasons that the intent of what he did. But the yesod of what he did was that the midah that was lacking, that brought these things about, was he looked at a situation, he saw a situation, he couldn't allow himself to learn from that situation, and because of that, he gave in to one of two desires that he had, either mamish lahachis or the inability to be miskabra on the Eitz Ahora. But all of this was based on the chisaron in midas, which is he couldn't allow himself to learn from the situation at hand. So I think that if we look, we're talking about terrible thing, a maisa that he couldn't control his Yetzer Hara. The other option is that he was mechaben mamish lahachis to go against the Dvar Hashem, and yet that doesn't seem to be the nekuda of the roya tchuna zimri. That's not tchunas, a maisa avera. A maisa taiva is not necessarily my tchuna. I have a taiva person, where everybody has taivas, and a person, the taiva overwhelmed him. It happens. It happens to the best of us, so to speak. Now, even a lahachis, that a person does something lahachis, he's angry, he's hurt, he's rebellious, he's overpressured by there's too much, he can't handle it, so he wants he has to show lahachis. So that's not necessarily a teva, that's an act, a terrible act, maybe the worst of possible terrible acts, but that's not necessarily in the midas, that's necessarily part of his tchuna, that's part of his nature. But if we wanted to, roya tchuna zimri is this inability. He looked at a situation, he should have had a lesson to be learned, he could have learned such a lesson, the lesson was clear, it's about this very thing that he closes his eyes to see the lesson, and he engages publicly in a public demonstration of exactly the same thing, and he couldn't allow himself to see. So I think that it's clear that when we talk about the evil of a person, his nature, we're talking about the midas, and the midas are underscored here as the cause of everything. The possible reasons for what he did thing is one thing, but the pgam in the midas was this inability to allow himself to see and to learn the lesson. Sounds like it has something to do with some type of an ego, some type of a gaiva, some type of a, you know, I looked and I went, nah, that's not for me, this lesson. I can't relate to this. I don't pay attention to it. I'm not controlled by this. I'm not influenced by this. I'm not under this jurisdiction. I can do it on my own. And when there's a hashchosa like that in midas, then anything can follow. Then he loses everything. But the real, the thing that's part of his tchuna is the midah, is the inability to do. The actions are actions. Actions can make us herogel naseh teva. If you could keep doing evil actions, so they become part of one's teva. But these were independent actions at the time. They weren't necessarily the essence of the teva. The teva was, I look at a situation and I don't allow myself to learn the obvious, blatantly, directly relevant lesson. And that, of course, that is a tremendous chesaron in his midas, in the tchunora. And it sounds like it's some type of a gaiva. I must admit that I couldn't find the Yalkut, but in the Orat Sofon, they bring, in the name of the altar, that they bring a Yalkut that I looked for, I couldn't find it, but the Yalkut says that Odom Rishon, after the Chet, So he says to Hashem, Uish Hashem Asato Imodi. And over there, the Alta learns that basically he was defending himself. And he says, she had a Bina Yaseira, and I listened to her. And of course, Rashi brings in, they all have the Shmuz in about, that there was an inappropriate expression there. It was not a, if you were Makir Toif properly, then you shouldn't have allowed yourself to say, oh, Isha, the lady you gave me. Yeah, okay, my wife, she had a Bina Yaseira, I had to listen to her, but not this Hashem Osato Imodi, some kind of a Pgam and Akoras HaToiv that Rashi brings from Chazal, that when we said Asher Bonu Bnei Odom, when they built the Migdal, that it was generations later, but it's Bnei Odom Harishoin, who was Kofa B'Toiv Osa Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this Midah of Kfiyas Toiv was passed down to future generations, and by the time of the Migdal Bovel, they were still affected by the Kfiyas Toiv. That's all true. But the Medrash that the Alter brings says that when Odom Rishon walked on the grass recited to him the posuk Al Tvieni Regel Gava. Says, ah, you Bal Gaiva, you look at you, you Bal Gaiva, look what you did. So it sounds like that the pshat is that even though the upshot of the result of the statement that he made was a kfiyas teva, but Chazal were yoyred to the midah that was underneath it, and there too the midah underneath it seems was a midah of gaiva. In other words, I can't be beholden to you. It's not for me. It's pasnished. It's compromising my independence. It's compromising my feeling of my own personal greatness. I don't know anything, and that midah of gaiva was able to. It sounds like was able to bring about another chisoron, which was for Odom Arishon and his godless, even the words which sounded like an inappropriate or a lack of appreciation of Akoras HaToiv, but it brought that about because of this midah that was embedded inside. So I guess the lesson is really very poshut, that the actions are more easily controllable. You know, a person, if he learns Musar, if he makes a cheshbon ha-nefesh, if he learns halocha, and he knows what's expected of him, so he works to control his actions. But the midas are inside. It's so much harder. When the midah is there, it confuses, it blinds, it misleads, it makes us to forget, it makes us to ignore, it does all kinds of, wreaks all kinds of havoc inside. And therefore, the Tikkun HaMidos is so imperative. In quoting only half of a maimer that the Chazon Ish said, he actually told it to my father-in-law, he said that it was about an Odom Godel that, he felt did something inappropriate. So he says, a Godel could be nichshol in something. So that happens. He could still remain an Odom Godel, and he was nichshol. But if when it comes to an egia, he loses himself. In other words, it's a midas tikhichsoron. He says, then he's a lost soul, because a person is negia bedover 24/7. Midas are alive and well and functioning all day and all night. Therefore, even though a person might be able to control an action, but if the midas that are always at work, that gaiva or whatever it may be, is always at work, then it's always there ready to confuse him anytime. So the ikar that a person has to work on is the tikkun hamidos, so he shouldn't come to all of these types of situations, which can bring him to some of the most even an act of lahachis against Hashem, all because of the fact that he had that midah which didn't allow him to learn the lesson.